So your prayers this morning as we look into the scripture, the general burden that the Lord has put on my heart to begin sharing some with you, and it will probably be over a few different services. Scripture is found in 1 Peter in the 2nd chapter in the 21st verse. And we're not going to get very far into this scripture today. But the scripture is this: for even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that ye should follow his steps. And the Lord has been dealing with me over the last 2 or 3 or maybe 4 months on this passage of scripture that we have a very high calling this morning, and God has called us not to just have another church. Hasn't just called us to follow after a history, something common history that we have. But we have been called by Christ to follow Him exclusively, and that we would live practically as Christ lived every single day, in a very real sense, in our conduct, in our attitudes, in our speech, in our words, in the things we do, in the places we go, that we would be a light in this world. But it starts with the call. It said, for even hereunto were ye called. And we're going to deal more with the subject of different aspects of the call another time. But I want us to begin over in 1 Samuel with a very familiar passage in 1 Samuel in the 3rd chapter. The children could probably tell this story. But Samuel was just a little child here in the 3rd passage. Remember, Samuel was there working in the temple with Eli. One night Samuel went to bed, and we won't read the whole passage to save time. But Samuel went to bed and he laid down, and all of a sudden he heard a voice saying, Samuel, Samuel. And it was the Lord that was calling to him. And it said, Samuel answered and said, here am I. And he got up and he ran into the other room where Eli was, and he said, I heard you calling, Eli. He said, what do you need? And Eli said, well, I didn't call you. He said, go back and lay down. And Samuel went back again. He lay down on his bed and he heard a voice calling him. And I thought it was noteworthy that he went in running again into Eli the second time. And Eli said, I didn't call you. Go back and lay down. And so Samuel went and lay back down. And he did not know that it was God that was calling him. He heard a voice, he heard something calling his name, but he didn't know that it was God. And the scripture here said in the 7th verse, Samuel did not yet know the Lord. He was a child. He didn't know the Lord. He didn't understand that this was the voice of the Lord. And it said, neither was the word of the Lord yet revealed to him. And then he heard the Lord calling him again. Aren't you thankful? Do you remember God calling your name? Do you remember the Lord calling after you when maybe you didn't even really know all the ins and outs of the voice of God, but you felt that draw in your spirit? The Lord called Samuel the 3rd time, and he went to Eli, and Eli perceived that the Lord had called the child. And Eli said, Samuel, in the 9th verse, go and lie down, and it shall be, if he call thee, that thou shalt say, speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. And Samuel went and lay down in his place, and the Lord came and stood and called, as at other times, Samuel, Samuel. Then Samuel answered, speak, for thy servant heareth. The 4th time, Samuel knew through instruction that he was to say, Lord, thy servant is hearing. I want you to know this morning that the Lord is calling your name. And I would that we would recognize and know the voice of God. Know when the Lord calls. You know, it takes time sometimes to really know the voice of the Lord. We sing the song, I know the sweet sound of His voice. And I can say this morning that I am thankful. There are times of confusion. And there are times I'm thinking, Lord, I need you to speak. I want to know what you have to say. And that during some of those times, they can be confusing. But I can also say there have been many times in my life I didn't know what to do. I've been praying about it for months. And the Lord would speak to me, and within a minute or just a few minutes, I could tell you definitively, this is what the Lord wants. Say, how did you know that? I've been praying about it for months, but the Lord spoke. He told me what to do. You know, it is a privilege as children of God to know the voice of the Lord. And the Lord is calling. Now keep in mind, for hereunto were ye called. The Lord is calling you this morning. And if you do not hear the voice of the Lord, I want you to know that God is calling after you. And I remember, and I don't like to talk about myself, but I'll just share a little bit this morning. I remember the first time I distinctly remember God calling my name. And I was 4 or 5 years old. And I was in a meeting, and God called my name, and I began to cry. And I wasn't even sitting up on the seat. I think I was under the bench. I was sitting down, and there were tears coming to my eyes, and I started to cry, and I didn't even know fully why. It was God calling my name. He was calling me. And my mom took me to the back room, and we had prayer together, and I gave my heart to God. I was a child. I couldn't sit there at that time and tell you, well, the Lord is calling me. And I couldn't give you all the theology behind it. But I knew that there was something drawing on my spirit that I didn't understand. Do you know that children can get saved at a young age? Oh, I had my spiritual growing pains after that. Don't misunderstand me. I made a path down to the altar growing up. But I want you to know that that's the time I gave my heart to God. It's a time in my life has never been the same. And it is because God's call. And when He called me, if I wouldn't have answered, I wouldn't be here this morning. I would be far from this place this morning. But God's call, folks, when He calls your name and you respond, it will make a difference for eternity. It will make a difference in your life. And I remember that times all through growing up that God called my name, and He had some things. The voice of the Lord has been so sweet, the call of God. And it's not just to be saved, but it was the call of God to give comfort and to give courage when we're discouraged. And the voice of God, the call of God, has been stern at times. Michael, you shouldn't have done that. Don't do that. I have something better for you. I'm so thankful, though, to hear the call of God. So thankful that He's calling after us today. And I remember another time that the Lord called my name. I was 19 years old. And the Lord, I was going to school. I was in my dorm. And the Lord began to deal with me and called me to the ministry. It changed my life. It changed the direction. It changed. At that time, it actually changed my major that I had in college. But it changed the direction and the course of my life. And when I graduated from college and the Lord had been beginning to use me some, we were seeking God for, Lord, where do you want me to work? And I began to put out applications, began to look at possibilities in a certain field. And the Lord called my name and told us to move to Shawnee to pastor. That changed my life. It changed the course of in the direction that I would have taken before we moved. I got a call to come in for an interview at a certain place, and I didn't go because I had heard a call from God to do something different. This is just personal, but God has calls. If you look in your past, can you see times God has called you and what a change it's made in your life? I then remember, in spite of some questioning people and a lack of support from those that thought we ought to stay in the States when God first called me to go to Africa, it changed my life. Renee told me last night, she said, well, I was sharing some of
that personal testimony with Renee, she said it changed the course of my family's life too. Because when God called me to go, I'd ask Renee's dad if he would be willing or have a burden to go. And God called his name. And then within a couple years, God called him home. Thought, well, what if I would have never gone to start with? Maybe her dad would have still been here. But do you know that God is in control of all of those things? And when God calls your name, you don't have to be afraid of what's going to happen. When God calls our name, the Lord is looking for us as a people this morning to say, Lord, your servant heareth. I want to know what you have to say, Lord. I'm listening to know then that hereunto were we called. The Lord has a purpose for you this morning. But if we don't heed the call of God, we're never going to fulfill the purpose that God has for us in life. I remember the Lord called us to come here. And I remember that we had been praying about for months, and there were some other things that God, we wondered, Lord, is that you? And we would pray about it for months, and I'd wait for confirmation for Renee to get the call, and there were times she'd wait for me to get confirmation. And it wasn't until the Lord told us to come here that the calls that we heard merged together. We say, that's the Lord. Do you know that when you move out on the voice with the call of God, that there is a consolation that comes with that? Even when everything doesn't go just like you want it to go. I want to encourage you this morning to open up your ears to the voice, to the call of God this morning. God called to Samuel and he called him by name. The Lord this morning is calling your name. Now there isn't a universal call for all of us to be saved. That's a universal call. And that gives me courage and comfort to know that when we pray for our unsaved loved ones, God is hearing our prayer and he's calling their name again. You see, that's why we pray for the lost. Lord, would you call their name again? Would you give them another opportunity to respond to you? But the Lord this morning has a road that he wants you to walk down. And that is an individual call. We are all called, and we're going to, like I said, he's called us to follow his example. But after we have been saved, the Lord has a road that he wants each one of you to walk. You children, you young people, God has a plan in mind for your life. And it is a plan that I will say that God's plan for my life has not always dovetailed with the plans that I have for my own life. And God has taken and done things and called me to some places that in the flesh have not always been easy. And I've struggled over it sometimes, and I will probably struggle with it in the future at times. But I can also testify to you that when the Lord calls us, he's not calling us to leave a meal of, you know, steak and a loaded potato, if that appeals to you like it does to me. He hasn't called us to leave that to bread and water. When we respond to the call of God, it will always, through accomplishing his purpose in our life, it will bring us to a place of soul satisfaction. I've told the boys before in the flesh, I have struggled when I look at some of my peers that followed the course in life that I was planning to follow, even in my salvation. It's hard sometimes, and it's one of my crosses. I'll just confess it to you. But yet, I know that I would not find any greater satisfaction or peace in life than having responded to the call that God gave to me. Their call is different. I can't place my call on you this morning, but what I want you to know is that God has a call for your life. And even though it may mean, and it will mean, that there is a cross involved in it, you're never going to find any greater fulfillment in this life as well as in the life to come than if you will stop and heed the call of God to you today. And over in Jeremiah, the 29th chapter, in the 11th verse, it says, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you."
They're thoughts of peace and not of evil to give you an expected end. God has a plan for you this morning. I believe that. Do you believe that? Do you believe that God has a purpose for your life? I believe that from the youngest one here, who I guess is Vanessa, to the eldest, Brother Cook, that and all of us in between, that God has this morning a purpose and a plan, and your name's on it. And He looks on where you are today, and He is looking in the future in your life, and He said, this is where I want to take you to. This is where I want to take you spiritually. This is how I want you to, and I want you, if you'll follow my voice, in 5 years, I'm going to take you to some victories that you don't have this morning. There are some things that I want you to do for me that you're not doing right now. You might not be ready, but there's something I want you to do today. There's a place that I want you to yield to me in a way that you've never submitted yourself before. Oh, folks, don't be afraid of the call of God. Don't be afraid of where God will lead you. Don't be afraid to say yes to the Lord. He said He wants to bring us, to give us an expected end. The Lord has something good in mind for you, but listen to the call of God. I think about parents. When you call a child, you know, we call them for different purposes. The other day, I think I called to one of the boys. I went in the kitchen. The trash needed to be emptied. And so I called one of the boys' names to come empty the trash. We call them to dinner. It's time to eat. There's something good that's been prepared, and we call them. Lord willing, we'll deal with how we can respond to the call another time. But the Lord is calling. And I want you, as we go our separate ways today, I want you to know that the Lord is calling your name. And yes, He's called us all to salvation. And if you don't know the Lord, even to the children this morning, if you haven't come to that place that you have said yes to the Lord, when you start feeling a pull in your spirit, and you start feeling that heaviness, when maybe you're doing something you shouldn't be doing, that's the call of God. That's the Holy Spirit. That's God calling your name, saying, I have something better for you. And there is no better, I just want to tell the children this morning, there is no better time to serve the Lord than when you're young. You will spare yourself, your life will be so much better to give your heart and listen to the call right now. As soon as you begin to feel something inside, maybe you can't explain it, but that thing that sometimes may bring tears to your eyes, that you feel a lot kind of weighted down and you don't like that feeling, that's God calling your name. That's what that is. There's no better time to respond to the call is when you're a young child. And then keep listening to the call. Brother Cook, you're our elder here this morning, but God has a call. And He's still calling your name too. He's calling my name. He's calling all of our names specifically. Scripture tells us, over in Isaiah 43 and 1, it said, I have called thee by thy name. That's specific. I want to read another passage to you out of Jeremiah. Chapter 1, Jeremiah chapter 1, verses 4 and 5. It said, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. Now there's a lot of other scripture that we could use to support and back up this truth. I'm not taking an obscure scripture. But what the Bible teaches us is that He knows us. Here it says, even before I formed thee. But do you know this is one of the many problems with abortion this morning? That when a child is in the womb, before a child has even been born, God has a plan for that child. He told Jeremiah, before you were even formed, He said, I knew you. And I had a plan for you, and I had sanctified you. In other words, I had set you apart to do a work for me. And some call that predestination and they say we have no choice then. But folks, God has a call and a plan for all of us. But the difference is whether we respond and answer the call or not. So that means this morning that God has a plan for you. And those, all the children that have been aborted through choice, they have thwarted God's plan for those children. I don't want to thwart God's plan in my life this morning. The Lord has a place and a purpose for your life. He's calling your name and He said, I have a plan for you. I have a destination in your life that I want to take you to. So my question then is, then are you hearing the call this morning? I don't know what the Lord's saying to you. But folks, there is a call today. There's a lot of scriptures that back that up. I think we'll leave that aspect of it. But folks, while we were yet in the womb, God knew us. And that means that God knows you this morning. Over in Matthew, and again, to conserve time, I'll just relate it. You're familiar in the fourth chapter of Matthew. When Jesus was walking by the Sea of Galilee and He saw Peter and James and John and Andrew. And do you know what it says? We're going to revisit this scripture later. It said He called them. And it said they immediately left the ship and their father and followed Him. They responded to the call. But the point is that Jesus went to where they were. They were just living life. He went to where they were and He called them, come and follow Me. Remember He saw Matthew, the tax collector, sitting at seat of custom, and He called Matthew and He said, follow Me. Folks, God is calling you this morning by your name and He wants you to follow Him. But before we can follow Him, we're going to have to hear the call. We're going to have to know what the Lord's saying. We're going to have to listen. We're going to have to, but to know, it gives me comfort to know that the Lord is calling my name. But consider the disciples for a moment. You know how different they were? The fishermen were said in one place that they were unlearned and ignorant men. And Jesus called them to follow Him. Matthew, as a tax collector, I imagine that he was probably an educated man. Those people were so different. They had weaknesses, just like we do this morning. They had weaknesses. They had strengths. They had different personalities. And yet the Lord had a special and a unique call for each and every one of them. This morning, don't feel like that you're not worth anything, or that I don't have anything to offer the Lord and I'll just go to my little corner. Folks, God has a purpose for your life. And He's calling after you to come and to follow Him. And when we listen to the call of God and we heed it, do you know that's where we begin to get focus and direction in our life? I think about young people who think the average college person in college changes their major 3 to 5 times. In other words, when they go, a lot of people kind of go back and forth and they don't know what they're doing. And I think about people that really don't know what career they want to pursue. And they kind of do a little, they dabble over here with this job and then they kind of go dabble over here and work here a little bit. And they go, do you know that's so unstable? And it's because they don't have a purpose. They don't have a goal in mind. They don't have a direction to go. And they're trying to find their direction. And there's going to be some of that in all of our lives in some ways, trying to find direction. And so you look over here and look over here. But when someone has a goal in mind, I thought about Brother Justin's testimony. It may have been Wednesday night. But he waited 7 years to get the job that he has. Is that right? Was it 7 years? He waited 7 years. He had a goal. He had a purpose in mind. And he was willing to sacrifice some things to be able to eventually get that job. And some people would have said, it's not worth it. I'll go a different direction with my life. But he had, if you want to call it a call,
That's what he wanted to do from a child, from a young man, I believe. That's the call. If you want to call, say that. That was the call he had. That was his purpose. And he had direction even when things maybe didn't go real well. He still had a goal in mind. Spiritually this morning, too many times we can still come to church without purpose in our life. And yeah, I'm a Christian. I'm serving the Lord. But do we have a goal? Do we have purpose? Or is there some aimlessness and instability spiritually? The answer then is to listen to the call of God. Because when you hear the call of God, it begins to give direction. And it begins to give purpose. The scripture says in Romans 8:28, that all things work together for good to them who are called according to His purpose. Folks, God has a purpose for you this morning. He has a destination in mind, but we're going to have to heed the call. And when we hear the voice of God, you know, our heart ought to rejoice that I've heard the voice of God. And God is calling me. And if you haven't heard God calling your name recently, I want to challenge you this week to go home and start listening. What's the Lord saying? You know it'll change our prayer meetings sometimes? God's been blessing our prayer meetings. Don't misunderstand me. But do you know that's the reason why God can bless? Is because someone has been listening to the call of God. Because God's been working in my life. This is what God's been telling me. This is what God's been doing. And if you feel like you've been directionless, listen to the voice of God. God has a plan for you. And you young people, I look back, Devin and Mark, if you don't mind me naming you out this morning. You're young men, God has a purpose for you. God has a plan for you. He has something in His mind. He has a destination in mind for you. I want to challenge you young men to listen to God. I want to challenge the parents and the children. God is calling your name this morning. So then, when we hear the voice of the Lord, when we hear the call, we're faced with a choice. Amen.